Of course, as so often turns out, there wasn't time to be frightened. Ostrid gave me a sleeping draught that night. And in the morning it was all mad bustle and hurry, with never fewer than a dozen folk round me from the moment I rose, dressing me, pushing me, instructing me, reminding me. I felt like a prize beast in the ring as I was conducted down the great marble staircase to the waiting coach that was to carry me to the cathedral. As we paused on the steps, the sound thundered up from the waiting thousands beyond the palace railings. The cannon boomed in the park, and a great cheer rolled across the steep roofs of Strachan's city.
"God save Prince Carl!"
"Wherever he may be," muttered Rudy. "Forward, Your Highness!" It should have been a day to remember, I suppose, but how much of detail does one recall of one's own wedding? And it was my second, as you know. It seems now like a strange dream, driving through the packed streets in the sunshine, with the roar of the people buffeting my ears, the blare of the trumpets, the clatter of hooves, and the coloured bunting fluttering bravely in the morning breeze. But what sticks in my mind is the red birthmark on the back of the coachman's head, which under his hat was as bald as my own. And then there was the sudden dimness and hush of the great cathedral, the pungent smell of the church, the soaring stained glass and the carpeted stone flags underfoot. There was the rustle as hundreds of people rose to their feet, the solemn booming of a great organ, and the hollow thud of my own footsteps on the stones. And there was the shrill sweetness of the choristers, and people softly moving to and fro about me, and the splendid figure of the Bishop of Strachan's, bearded to the eyes, and for all the world like Willie Grace, the great cricket champion nowadays. I remember standing, very lonely and afraid, wondering if perhaps there was such a place as hell after all, a question which had occupied me a good deal as a small boy, especially when Arnold had been terrifying us with sermons about Kibroth Hatava, where I gathered all kinds of fornication and fun took place. Well, what I was doing in that cathedral would have ensured me a single ticket to damnation, no doubt of that. But I consoled myself with the thought that the hereafter was the last thing to worry about just then. And I remember, too, the Duchess suddenly at my side, pale and wondrously lovely in her white gown, with her golden hair crowned with a fillet of brilliant stones, and her tiny hand slipping into mine, her clear voice answering the bishop, and then my own, husky and nervous. They pressed a ring into my hand, and I fumbled it onto her tiny finger, my palm sweating, and kissed her on the cheek when the old bishop gave the word. She stood like a wax dummy, and I thought, poor old Carl Gustav, having to live with this cold fish all his life. And the choir let go a great blast of sound as they placed the ducal coronets on our heads, and the Duchess took the gold staff of her sovereignty, and the sword of state was buckled round my waist. Then the whole congregation rose and sang a hymn of rejoicing, and various minor clergy decked us out in the remaining crown jewels. I must say that for a small state, Strachan's was remarkably well off in this respect. Apart from the coronets and staff, there were rings for my fingers and a magnificent solid gold chain set with emeralds, which they hung round my unworthy neck. It had a star of diamonds pendant from it that must have weighed half a pound. The Duchess did rather better, she being the reigning prince, where a poor old Flash was just her consort. It struck me then, and it strikes me now, that the Salic law was a damned sound idea. She had a collar of solid gems, and her rings were not mine, all to pieces. Soldierly instinct dies hard, and as the hymn drew to a close, I was mentally computing the worth of all this jewelled splendour, and how it could best be stowed. Emerald chain in one side pocket, collar in t'other, rings and similar trifles in the fobs. The coronets would be bulky, but they could probably be bent flat for convenience.